Good morning, Joe.
I didn't even know I was suspended. What happened?
Well, it's kind of a segue from our Chris Henry story, who's only been arrested 5 times.
Double secret probation. That's
exactly.
Okay.
Joe, it was really an interesting story to read Maurice Patton's story in the Tennessean this morning about Brett Upson, the Vanderbilt punter who got sick after attending an Atlanta Braves game, has missed all of camp so far, but back at work on Monday and hoping to be ready in time for the opener next Thursday night.
Yeah, a lot of Braves fans have gotten sick after their games.
That's happened to Plaster more than a few times this year, but this was really serious.
This one was a little bit different. And you know, the scary part of it is they've never figured out what it was, and you know, thought at first it might be appendicitis, thought it might be maybe a kidney stone or something like that, and he looked at, I guess, over almost 24 doctors by the time everything was done, had a look at him, and none was able to figure out exactly what it was. And you know, that was the scary part of it. Bobby Johnson kept, you know, people kept asking him about him, and he kept saying, well, he's dealing with a stomach ailment, and that's all they could ever really say. So the good news is now that's all apparently passed. You know, the scary part of that was he went through a procedure to try to, you know, to check to do a CT scan, and the dye that they used actually shut down his kidneys. So that complicated problems. He spent 6 days in the hospital. The good news is he seems to be over all those symptoms, is gaining weight. Again, he lost over 10 pounds during the time, and hopefully he'll be ready to go. And that's a very important element because, you know, if Brett doesn't punt, and he did a good job last year, especially with a lot of positional punting, you know, kicking down inside the 20 on a number of occasions, it would probably force Brian Honfeldt to handle both the place kicking and the punting. And I know that the staff would rather avoid that.
Joe, you look at a scouting report in Miami of Ohio, excellent special teams, good defense, and it's going to be interesting because one of the areas of the team that Bobby Johnson and his staff really wanted to improve was to eliminate some of that negative hidden yardage on special teams that at times, you know, really put the defense in a bad spot.
Gave up far too many yards on kickoff returns, gave up far too many yards on punt returns, and you know, instead of making that tackle to stop somebody in their tracks, you know, letting a guy get through that crease and pick up another 20 or 25 yards and shorten the field. That has been a big focus this year. And I think you're starting to see teams handle things a little bit differently in terms of things like kickoffs and punts, thinking now more in terms of, you know, maybe I'm not just going to kick it as hard as I can and as far as I can, but maybe I'm just going to try to kick it to a particular place. So you see a lot of schemes built around, you know, kicks that may not be as long but are hit into a certain area to try to shut down the return. I think you'll see a lot of that this year with Vanderbilt.
Joe, I heard the other day that Alex Washington might be able to return before the season's over. Can you give us any update on him?
You know, I was out on the practice field with him a couple of weeks ago when he was walking around and looked very good. He hadn't done any moves other than just, you know, straight forward and straight back. He hadn't done any lateral movement yet. But he looked like he was sort of ahead of schedule, and now the doctors seem to have confirmed that. I would tell you a couple weeks ago that the odds of Alex getting back in by the end of this season were probably very small. Now I think they're a bit higher. Now, they don't want to bring him in week 9 or week 10. You know, it seems to be one of those, if he can get back in a reasonable time where he can help this team for, you know, half a season, then I think they'll want to do it. If it's only going to be for a couple of games at the end, then they won't. But he seems to be making much better progress much quicker than I think people thought.
Have the Pirates told Pedro Alvarez where he's going to start out?
If they have, they haven't told us. I don't know. I'm curious to find that out myself. You know, it was really funny. I think I told you I did an interview with a station in Pennsylvania the day of the deadline and said, God, you know, I thought that they would get the deal done. But they wanted to reinforce what kind of player and what kind of young man Pedro was. They had heard all these things, and they'd only met him, you know, briefly, but really the Pirates were only dealing with his agent, you know, and so the fans were a little bit, you know, leery because all they were getting was news about the agent. They weren't getting news about Pedro, and so, you know, we spent some time sort of reinforcing, no, this is a good, humble, quiet, you know, hard-working, hard-playing young man you're really going to enjoy. Just, you know, it'll be okay. He'll sign, and so I don't know where he's going to end up, but I know they're glad he's going to end up in their organization.
How's Zach doing in school so far?
Today is day one of classes. So, you know, he's been down there sort of moving in and getting the lay of the land and all that. And so now today he'll start his classes officially.
Bear Bryant history, a 101.
Is he going to come home wearing a houndstooth hat?
Well, everybody else does. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. We were in the bookstore down there picking up the books And it's amazing how many people were walking out of there with houndstooth hats. It's just a fixture. And
a lot of the women wear them.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, and now they're houndstooth baseball caps, yeah. And everything. So a friend of mine who's an Auburn friend, who's somebody you know, Mark, as a matter of fact, sent me a text the other day, and he said, well, he's really going to enjoy Tuscaloosa. It's a very religious place. They have statues of Bear Bryant everywhere.
War Eagle on that, Joe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.